It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Bridget Bowden with a story about making bird watching accessible for everyone.
It's part of WPR's Wisconsin Road Trip Series, which features pit stops across the state to explore some of the people, places, and things that make Wisconsin summers special.
Orioles, pelicans, and snowy owls are a few of the hundreds of species that birdwatchers are on the lookout for in Wisconsin this year. Many will travel the state and roam their neighborhoods, crossing birds off their life lists. People like Dexter Patterson.
There's some grackles along here.
He's a lifelong bird lover who found his calling spotting ospreys and yellow-headed blackbirds. But Patterson says he sometimes struggled to find his place in the birding community.
I was like always the only person of color. And like, I was like, I love birds so much, but that also wasn't, you never really feel welcome when you don't see people like you.
That's why he co-founded the BIPOC Birding Club of Wisconsin in 2021. Patterson, who's Black, says he wanted to create a space for Black, Indigenous, and people of color to explore the outdoors through birding. The club is open to people of any race who share the values of diversity and access in outdoor recreation.
I call it Bird Joy, and I feel like that's my mission. It's to spread as much of that bird joy to as many people as possible in my community.
Today, the club is gathered in Madison.
We're in what they call the Central Island of Tinney Park, which is really cool.
It's an urban park in the middle of the city, but it's rich with nature from Lake Mendota, ponds, and marshy areas in between. The event is all about stationary birding. That means the group is not planning to hike through the woods to find birds. They're going to set up lawn chairs and wait for the birds to come to them. Patterson says it's a good introduction to birding.
And I think that's really important for new birders is to get around other folks and, you know, be able to ask questions and, you know, and get more comfortable because it can be a little intimidating, right? Because it's just like, there's so many birds.
Patterson will be the first one to tell you that he's easily distracted by birds. He can't help it. There are so many opportunities to spot them.
Cardinal. Male cardinal right in front of us.
Even in this urban park in the middle of Madison.
Oriole right above us. Right there.
Jasmine Banks joined the club after hearing Patterson on a podcast.
So I had never been birding before. It wasn't anything that I had seen somebody that looked like me do. And so it just wasn't anything that crossed my mind. And then because of that, like a bird was just a bird. And then it wasn't until I learned about the BIPOC Birding Club and then went to their first event and felt extremely welcomed that now it's like, okay, a bird is not just a bird.
Banks is part of a wave of new birders. Data from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service shows birding is a growing hobby across the country. A 2024 report showed nearly 4 in 10 Americans had either taken a trip 1 mile from home to observe birds or had closely observed or tried to identify birds around the home. That's up 19 percentage points from the same report in 2019. Today, Banks is sitting with her sister and young niece. They say it's not just the birds or the time spent outdoors, but the sense of community that keeps them coming back.
So we just saw a blue heron.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. And what else did you see?
Oh, you gotta say it.
I saw a common grackle.
Extra ackle.
So the funny thing was I told my sister, she said, is that a robin? I said, oh no, that's a common grackle.
From the bluffs over the Mississippi River to the shores of the Great Lakes and in between, there are a lot of places in Wisconsin where you can go to see birds. And many are worth a dedicated trip. But you can also experience bird joy from your nearest park, Patterson says.
We got some great birds. Multiple orioles, yellow warblers. I had a red start as well. Warbling vireo, cedar waxwings.
In just 2 hours on this day, from this one spot, they saw 26 species.
This is crazy. We're literally in like this tiny little area seeing all these great birds.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Bridget Bowden.
Join us every Friday this summer for more Wisconsin road trips. To see all the stops and plan your own road trip, find the series page. It's online at wpr.org/roadtrip. This is Wisconsin Today.